Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio. I'm your host, Michael Long, and we are live here on Tuesday evening. Glad you are here. I haven't played that song in quite a while. Beautiful song. Got a lot of great shows lined up for you here. We'll be going now for the next 4 hours straight, okay? So keep that in mind. We'll have a different guest each hour at the top of the hour. And we'll be taking your calls on all four shows. We'll be ending with Media Michelle Fletcher at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 Central, 6 Pacific. So we're glad you're here. And one last programming note I wanted to say that if you missed it, I do have it linked up on the Facebook page. We had a really, if you love pets, I know most of the listeners do, including myself. I got a 16-year-old Persian kitty and Mary that most of you guys know. And anyway, we had on LA Talk Radio today, the last hour, and I do have it linked up on my Facebook where you can listen to the archive. But we had one of the most well-known pet experts, and he's been doing this now for close to 40 years. He has his own actually radio show in Los Angeles on Saturday afternoon, and it's on 100 stations here in the United States. Warren Epstein, and we really had a great show. Talked a lot about cats, and Warren even talked about how nice and that rats are. Okay, I know he might scream at that, but Warren said if rats just had some fur on them, they would be a great pet. Okay, so that's there. It was really great. You might be interested in that. Okay, now we got a really great show live, and we're going to go down under to Australia and bring in our friend Rachel Thompson Phillips. And she is going to be taking your call, so dial on in to speak to Rachel, 347-884-8245, and then press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, okay? Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. And there you go there. And if you want to contact Rachel, her contact information is listed on the show page. Okay, website, Facebook, the link is right there. So let's go down under and let's bring Rachel on into the show. Rachel, welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well, Michael. How are you, love?
Doing pretty good. How are things in Australia?
Well, it's a beautiful sunny day today, so you can never complain at that when the sun is shining.
Yeah, right. And you're what? Are you in fall already or late summer?
We're in the start of winter. So normally it would be really quite cold, but it's actually still really beautiful during the day. Still like at about between 16 and 20 degrees. So it's really, really quite refreshing when you get out in the sun.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's great. It's great. It hasn't got cold yet for you, so.
Yes, yet. Give me summer any day. I'd much rather be nice and warm than cold.
Oh, I'd switch with you. So when we get talking in July and August, when we're burning up here, then we can switch places.
Yeah, that would be really nice. Do you get snow there? Where you guys?
In the winter, we get a little snow. Yeah, a little snow, not anything huge, but yeah, we do. But do you get snow down there?
In different parts of Australia, we do. Usually more New South Wales, Melbourne area. So just a different state, and usually travel down for that. But I never even consider doing anything like that because I just would be spending my whole time sitting in the cabin in front of a fire. So that's my idea of going somewhere is more tropical.
Yeah.
Cold.
Right. Gotcha. All right. Well, great. So what are we talking about today, Rachel?
Today, I thought it'd be really good to have a conversation around how people can learn to value themselves. I think it's such an incredible, there's so many amazing shifts occurring, and yet there still seems to be, you know, some remnants of, you know, people not valuing themselves and recognizing that each individual person has so many incredible gifts and so much valuable knowledge within themselves. And when we don't learn to value ourselves, it really does set the tone for how other people value you as well. And I think that's where the beautiful shifts are occurring, is because now it's time to start recognizing that, you know, each person was put on this earth to be themselves, but also to relish in that moment and share that with people. There still seems to be a little bit of, you know, people undervaluing themselves as a whole person and having all of these separate parts where they, you know, deem some parts of themselves are really good and other areas are not. Yet each, I don't know, there's just this like, you know, you hear that saying that every person was put on this earth for a purpose. Well, that purpose means is because that you have something uniquely beautiful within you. And I really feel like it's time that people start focusing on that uniqueness and that beauty within them and valuing that and seeing that they are worthy of beautiful things to happen for them and to be surrounded by amazing people, as opposed to, you know, when you're not valuing yourself, you'll find that people don't treat you as well because you're giving them that permission to do that. And when you don't value yourself, it really does start, you do have moments where you start to decline in your mental clarity and how you feel about this world. So your perception filters get a little bit off for a while. And yet, you know, if you're an incredibly religious person, you'll hear people say that, you know, God created you perfect. Yet when we have conversations and we talk with people, you can see some people don't see that they are perfect in every way and shape or form. And I think that in itself is time where we as a collective consciousness start changing that. If we hear someone not valuing themselves, to then remind that person that they have these beautiful, magnificent things within themselves, and telling our loved ones and our friends and our children, and reminding them also that there is so much beauty within them, and helping lift each other up. I think it really is the time for this beautiful shift to start occurring. What are your thoughts, Michael?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's definitely the time for, you know, the shift to happen, and I think the world is, you know, proceeding in that direction. Definitely, I see it all the time, and you know, and I live in I would say a conservative area, but you know, I see you know, a lot of it's slow at times, but really a more openness to a lot of things that we talk about. I was surprised because I live like in a Bible Belt area, middle part of the country, and they took a poll recently about gay marriage, and surprisingly, the majority of Oklahomans approve of it. I was like, oh, thank God.
I think you'd have to be a bit behind the times if you didn't sort of come on board with that.
yes, but... But yeah, so I definitely can see the shift coming and processing.
And I think it's really nice because when you see those shifts occurring, you can see how it really does light up people's souls because they feel that interconnection. And, you know, it really does sort of just only come down to that shift of perception. If you want to look at things that aren't so great, you're always going to see it in yourself and others. But the moment that you start seeing something truly beautiful within yourself, you start to see that in everyone else. And that's where it becomes incredibly powerful, because then we, you know, get to step into that position that people say, you know, step into your own shining light. And I think this is where we all can collectively come together and help lift each person up and to remind each person that they are truly beautiful. And when you see someone coming from that space and they really feel it and know it, they get this incredibly beautiful aura around them that becomes infectious, and you naturally are drawn to something like that and ask them how they've done it. And sometimes it's just the internal conversations that we have with ourselves, because as you hear the saying, you know, thoughts create. If we ourselves, each person, was to remind ourselves of the magic that's within us, then we are sharing a space to give other people that same permission to do that. And I reckon it'd be incredibly amazing to see the changes that could occur if there were more and more people having kinder, nicer conversations with themselves and reminding themselves of the greatness within, as opposed to picking away at some of the faults that they may have. Because you know what? Every single person has all of these amazing qualities, and then we have, every person has polar opposites where there's other areas of ourselves that we don't seem to be quite as amazing. But there are all of those parts make up each individual person as a whole. So we need both of those. And so therefore, like, learning to come from that place of acceptance that you may not be exactly where you want to be, and you may not be exactly in that place of being the person that you want to be in at right now. But little tiny steps that you do daily and consistently make a huge difference on being able to walk towards being and growing into the person that you want to be. And it all starts with tiny little steps that we do every day. So, you know, my greatest advice that I always say to people is have the same conversation with yourself that you would with others, so that you treat yourself as kind, be as gentle, be as compassionate, just like you would with other people, and watch your own self grow and expand. And you'll super exceed your own expectations of falling into that place of where you want to be sooner than you think.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, yeah. Because we all have something to give. We all have something to share. And, you know, there's things that we excel in. You know, like myself, I think, you know, with being a radio talk show host, I do best in talking. Now, in writing articles and things, I wouldn't do good. I've never been. But I accept that. I'm fine with that.
That's right. And look at the great things that you do, you know, like, you wouldn't be able to reach the people that you do on your own. So you bring a collective group of people together, and collectively there's a whole group of people that are just sharing and reaching and helping and serving people. And that's where, you know, that unity comes in, that, you know, sometimes we're not put on this earth to walk this earth completely alone. Yes, there's a lot of decisions that we need to make on our own, because only we can make the decision that we feel right is for ourselves. But as a united front, we can shift so many things in this world by all just coming together and sharing that wealth of knowledge. And through that sharing of knowledge and information, it's surprising how much you can change so many people's lives without even knowing it. You know, you can just walk down the street and be run into someone and be talking to them and share a story with them, and they may have needed to hear that story because you didn't know that maybe they were going through that, and you just shared a little insightful bit of information that just created that aha moment. And I think that's where I think it's just the most beautiful thing, when you can help someone through just having a conversation and sharing the knowledge that you have. I think is incredibly profound, and every single person has that potential to do it. You don't have to have a master's degree in anything. You just have to share what it is that you know. And there's always someone that's either going through or has been through what you are, and they need to hear that information that you have to help them along their journey themselves. So I think, you know, and each person's bit of information that they share is no greater or less than the next person's, because I find sometimes people go, well, I haven't done this. Well, it doesn't mean that you don't have that. Life in itself is a school, you know, like, you, no one ever gets through life unscathed. So we've all learned some incredibly valuable lessons along the way that we can share that knowledge with people to help, you know, masses of people at this time, and move people out of times of pain and move them back into that space of coming from, you know, pure joy and happiness.
Yeah, I like that part about, you know, no one gets through life unscathed. And we've been scathed several times, most of us. I know I have.
that's why they say it's a story, because most of the time it's a novel. You know, you ask someone, if you just ask any general person, you know, what have been some pivotal points in your life, and I reckon the average person would have at least an accumulation of 3 to 5 real pivotal points in their life that, you know, that they can still remember so fresh within our mind. But we gain so much knowledge from those moments in our life. They change us for the greater good. We may not see that in that given moment. That's why we have hindsight. But they change us in a way and help shape and form the person that we are. And from sharing that story, we get to help someone else that is potentially going through that. And if you, you know, think back to that time when you went through it and how painful it is, if you can help someone move through that pain faster, then that is an incredibly powerful form of information and serving and sharing. And I think that's where, you know, every person's story is so valuable.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree. Because, you know, when we get scathed, you know, no one really likes it when you go, especially go through it, but you can go back and you can look at it. And, you know, it was a growing experience for our soul. And I definitely believe that's the reason we're here. We're here for our soul to learn, because there's no way that our soul can learn and just, you know, one time here. I mean, just think of some, you know, some souls who are barely here, like babies, and they die. And how could you learn a whole lot from that? I mean, I think you'd have to come back.
I think even if you stay on this earth, you know, 80, 90 years plus, life changes so much in such a short time frame that I feel like you could never learn everything that you need to. You could feel as much. Humans, this is only like my belief. I think as humans, we're designed to learn. We're learning machines. If we're not learning, we're not growing, we're not expanding. We're just sitting and watching life go by. We as humans need to have that input. We need to be able to understand how things work, why they work, what can we do with that. You know, some people's most incredibly painful stories, they've turned around and then been able to help masses and masses of people through simply sharing an incredibly painful time in their life. Yet, had you said to someone, oh, look, you've got this opportunity that if you experience this, you could help thousands, most people would go, yeah, no thanks. I don't want to have to go through that kind of pain. But when they do and they come out the other side, the masses of people in which they can change their lives is profound, that sometimes those most incredibly painful points in our life are the greatest catalysts that help us move us into our purpose and just give unconsciously, because we're so passionate about it, because we understand pain behind those experiences. And I think, you know, as each person has these incredibly painful stories, then we start to value who we are as a person, because each one of those pivotal points in our life have encouraged us to grow beyond our comfort zone and then take something great from it and make the most of what was given. So I'm really passionate about those kind of things.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I can look back and see the things that really hurt me, you know, loss of my parents, the financial collapse of 08, and how I've been able to help people in both those areas, that they've dealt with a loss or they've dealt with financial collapse. And you know, so I definitely agree that, you know, we can help with our experiences.
Mm. And I think it then gives us an actual opportunity to be able to see that pivotal time that they could never go back to the person they were before that experience happened, and see that it's helped align them with their purpose, and the amount of people that they can change their lives with is profound, you know, because no one wakes up and and said, yes, I'll have that experience. Please let it be painful and then I'll go and share it with others. A lot of the time we go through painful experiences and we hide away and we don't share them with people, and they become very isolated and incredibly lonely. I'm not saying, you know, that you run to the nearest person and start, you know, telling them about your whole life story. I just feel like every single person has so much value within them that it's now time to start recognizing that. And the moment that you start recognizing the value in the person that you are, you then create a new level of standard in which you treat other people with that same value. You start to see the value in other people, and then they also start valuing you. So there's that rise in vibration that comes through, and that starts with our own self and being responsible and taking the time to recognize that within our own self, because no one else can give you the value that you need. It's nice to get beautiful compliments, but unless you believe it, they just become words that people hear. So being able to and acknowledge your own value within the person that you are right now is an incredibly powerful resource, because then, you know, it opens up the door to amazing things like having enough belief in yourself to go and make certain changes, knowing that you can change your relationship with your partner and your family and your children at any given time. The potential for change becomes limitless when we start valuing ourselves. And it's not a matter of going out there and screaming it from the world. It's a matter of that quiet internal conversation that we have with ourselves. And every person does. We all have sit there and have massive amounts of internal conversations, yet we just don't see that we can change our own world through the conversations that we have with ourselves. And it starts with number one, which is self. So if we be kind to ourselves, then other people will treat you the same way.
I agree. So why don't we incorporate some callers here and see what their questions are for you. How does that sound, Rachel?
Sounds just beautiful. Let's rock and roll.
All right, let's rock and roll. So call on in, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone if you want to come aboard and ask Rachel a question. Very important to press the 1. And let's go now for our first call, Florida. And Sheena, welcome to the show. Okay, you're on, Sheena. Go ahead.
Hello.
Okay, Sheena, are you there? Your line is up. Sheena? Are you there?
Yes. Oh, hello.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
You are. It's okay. You're on with Rachel. Go ahead with your question.
Hi, Rachel. My question is pretty much like about my love life. There's someone that I feel like maybe attracted to, and I'm attracted to, and well, they're attracted to me, and I'm attracted to them, but I'm not sure where it could lead to. And I guess my question is, what do you see for me in this person?
Cool, no problem, Sheena. It's nice to have you on the call. The card that comes up is the card of illusions, which says breakthrough illusions and rediscover a new you. I think when you think of love, the thing that I get as soon as you mention love life, I feel like you've had some past experiences that haven't gone quite as great as you would like them to. And so therefore they have become a perception filter that you gauge love now. And breakthrough illusions is about changing that story and knowing that you can have the love life that you wish to have, but it means letting go of some of those old beliefs that you have around that. And I feel like, and then that way you can be 100%, because I feel like you are not 100% invested in this relationship, because I feel like you need to be able to see evidence that it's worth the investment. And I think that you just seem like the kind of person that it's either all or nothing. So you're either invested or you're not. So if you're only a little bit invested in this, waiting for evidence to come in, then that's the evidence that you're getting the evidence, knowing that it's not the right thing for you. So the biggest thing that comes up for me at this point is to just sort of go in and have a look at maybe some of the past relationships that you've had, and in them there needs to be healing, and see that each one of those old relationships has helped you grow and learn more about yourself, even though some of them may have been painful. But it's time to let all of that old baggage go, so that from this very moment on, you can get to enjoy this moment. Because I think even when you're with this person, if he does a certain thing, it sort of reminds you of another person. So it means you're not being 100% present with this person. And I think, like anything, if we don't invest our time 100% in certain areas that we really want to see grow, then we're only going to get the efforts of what we put in ourselves. So does that make sense to you, Sheena?
Yes.
Good. I'm pleased I could help, love. So thank you so much for calling in today.
No, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for your call there. We appreciate you. And again, the phone number to call on in, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. Got a kind of an echo there, Rachel. Am I on speaker on your communications?
No,
or anything?
I might only just be at your end, because my end seems to be crystal clear here. So.
Okay, it must be just the line is a little bit staticky. Or not staticky, but echo, but we'll deal with that. So, okay, well, an area code 724, if you want to come aboard, press the 1 on your phone. I'm not sure if you're just listening or you would have a question, but if you do, press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. Rachel, why don't you, since we have a minute, tell the folks how people can reach you and all the announcements you have.
No problems. People can find me on my website, which is www.rachelthompsonphillips.com. And the same for Facebook. Can also be found on YouTube. I do a weekly energy forecast using the same oracle cards that I do when I come onto the show and do readings. And that's also just under Rachel Thompson Phillips. So people, there is a few different channels in which people want to be able to get in contact with me, and especially if they get onto my website or Facebook, if they have any questions, then I'm more than happy for people to message me or email me and get in contact with me. So, and the spelling is, because Rachel Thompson Phillips is rather a long name for the website, so if they just go onto the show, into the archives area, they can get all the correct spelling to be able to get in contact with me.
Okay, great. The links are there on the show page, folks, and you can click on that, and Rachel's here each Tuesday here at this time. While we're waiting for calls, there was something you said on those comments, and I was, I was wanting to add, but I was wanting to get the caller in, and I've forgotten what you said that was so true.
Was that the previous one that was just the previous caller then?
Oh, not the caller, but what were you were talking about, you know, going through things, being scathed and going through, you know, that no one, you know, asked for it. No one would say, okay, you know, hit me with your best shot, see what you got. We would rather be comfortable and, you know, it's kind of like...
Mm-hmm. I so 100% agree with you. Like, we all like to sort of stay more in our comfort zone, but the growth that as humans that we're designed to do is outside of the comfort zone. And look, I'm in the first to admit, you know, when I've made some really big decisions and it involves doing something completely new and it takes you out of your comfort zone, it doesn't feel nice. you know, everything is foreign. There's so many fears and doubts that come in when you're outside of your comfort zone. But I think the one thing I've learned from, you know, stepping outside of your comfort zone is that it really does enable you to access different areas within yourself that we don't use on a day-to-day basis, like things like courage and determination and seeing how resourceful we are and accessing some of the amazing tools that we have, because we all have so much knowledge within us, but we don't use all of that knowledge. So sometimes being outside in our comfort zone, it makes us, you know, go back into our memory bank and go, hey, that's right, I can use this skill here that I forgot that I even had. You know, it's that saying, learning to be comfortable in an uncomfortable area. And I think as we move and spending a little bit more time in uncomfort zones, to me, one of the greatest things that I do myself when I'm in that, to be able to get more comfortable being uncomfortable, was having an outlet in which to express it. And so exercise was always something that whenever I'm doing massive changes, I need to have that balance of exercise to just, when you're in your comfort zone, your mind is thinking all the time, and you're thinking about all the what ifs, the should do's, what could go wrong, what could go right. And your mind becomes a swirl of ideas, and that can be really quite exhausting. And so by having an outlet of exercise is a really great way to channel those areas where there's a little bit of doubt and put it into a really constructive way so that you can come back to being calm, because you wouldn't have made a decision to move into a specific area if you didn't think it was right. So it's a matter of just knowing how to navigate through those times so that you can enjoy it a little bit more and see and access some amazing skills that you have within yourself.
Yeah, right. And I'm going to go ahead and mute your line here, Rachel, for while I talk, so I don't have that echo in my ear. I could talk better. But yeah, and what I was thinking earlier was a great example for what you're talking about is, you know, when I, before I started the radio show, we're talking back in 08, and my wife and I were running a electronics business. We were selling worldwide. It was really going really well, and I was, you know, we were comfortable taking care of our family and running the business. It was running us really fast, but anyway, it is what it was. But it didn't satisfy me where I knew that I was to be helping people, and I really wasn't, you know, helping people in that sense. And I even received the message that I was to be helping the homeless. And I didn't know how to do that. I didn't know how about that would happen. And now all of a sudden, you know, here I got the radio show. And what I'm trying to say, and the homeless mission, what I'm trying to say is it took the economic downturn and us having to lose our business. We lost our house, unfortunately. But it took that to get me to do what I was supposed to be doing. And with this radio show of helping souls for the past 9 years in so many different ways, and then now the homeless mission, and, you know, it's just transformed. It got me out of my comfort zone, and that is exactly what you're talking about.
So true. And you know what, it's I think from years of working, you know, with clients and the amount of study that I've done, and this, I say this is just purely my own belief, but I believe that we aren't supposed to be given every single step along the way. If you knew what it took to get from point A to point B, and you found out that there were going to be pivotal times where you wouldn't feel so great, you probably wouldn't do it. And so therefore, we get given insights or visions or feelings or a knowing that says, hey, this is the right thing for you to do. So just go and explore it. And as humans, because we're so incredibly curious, we go, oh, that's really good. I'll go check that out. And we start to connect in with that love and that passion. And so that drive that we all have within ourselves to connect to that passion is enough to keep you going through the times where it doesn't feel so great. And you start to get towards the end and you're like, you say to yourself, that I don't know if I'd do it again, but I am so grateful that I am where I am now, because I could never go back to my old world. And I think that is where, you know, each person is moving into that space now of really recognizing that you can live a life that you're incredibly passionate about. It's just a matter of how are you going to transition through those times where it doesn't feel so good. And not everyone feels like they're ready to take that on. But I've often said, if I knew now 2.5 years ago when I decided to leave my business and move to now, if I knew what it was really going to take, would I do it? I don't know if I would. So I'm in total agreement with you, Michael. You just never know where you're going to end up sometimes, but it always ends up putting you back to exactly where you know your own soul truth is, and it aligns with your purpose and, you know, lights up your passion. And it usually always involves, each person's passion usually involves ways in which it comes back to being able to help others, and that's the most truly incredible, rewarding. There's no amount of money that can ever put a price on helping other people.
Right. Exactly. And that's a great point, because I just want to say quickly, I know we got a call we're going to go to in half a second. But now that the economy worldwide is going pretty good, a lot better, of course, than 08, 09 when the crash happened worldwide, you know, I thought to myself, you know, I could go back to what I was doing. I could. But would I want to leave what I'm doing now? And there's really no part of me that ever wants to go back to that. I could definitely make a whole lot more money than I'm doing with this. This is not a big money maker for me and my family, but it was never intended to be. My prayer to God when I had this idea and I wanted it to succeed was, God, provide this to work to pay the bills of the show and for me to support my family, and that's all I ask for. And he has done that. And it, of course, required a lot of work on my part. You don't just, you know, voila, it's there. You do no work and, you know, magic. God's not a magic man. But yeah, I totally agree. But Rachel, why don't we take a call here that's come in and see who we have here. You're on the air with Rachel Thompson Phillips. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi there. I was actually listening in. I just thought maybe I'd join in. Rachel, I actually purchased your 30-minute package on your website, hoping to talk to you more in depth.
Oh, that sounds wonderful, love. Thank you so much. I look forward to having a chat with you, love.
Awesome. Is it still possible to ask a quick question here and then go in depth with it when I do the reading with you?
Yeah, sounds perfect.
Okay. So my question is regarding a man named Homan, and I want to see if you see long-term with him because things have changed a lot.
Sorry, can you repeat the question again, love?
I want to know if you see long-term with a man named Homan, because things have changed, and I want to know what comes up.
The thing that I get is I don't feel like it's exactly, if I was really honest, no, I don't see that it's the ideal situation for you, love. The card that comes up is Rise Above. And rise above means rise above the dramas and situations and concerns that are going on, and be able to see what's playing out, see what the lesson is in there for you, and then transition and move through with ease and grace. Sometimes it's really easy to get consumed in the amount of drama, and we get so consumed by that and we don't actually see what's going on at a soul level. I feel like at this point you're going through a bit of a purging time where a lot of release and letting go, which means letting go of certain people as well. And I think you're getting a lot more quicker at letting things go. But I think, especially when it comes to love, there's a little bit more, you're a little bit more designed to hold on to something that doesn't necessarily work yet. You know, on an unconscious level, that it's probably not the best thing for you. Just remember, you know, the time that you spend with something that doesn't work, it robs you from the enjoyment of being able to spend time with something that does. So I think the shift that's occurring for you is at this perfect time for you to start. With listening to the show, you would know that we've been talking about like value, respecting ourselves and valuing ourselves. I think the time period that you're going through right now is learning to value yourself, raising your own standard, and then meeting someone that matches that then. Whereas at the moment, I feel like it's, there are qualities about this particular person that is appealing, but I think it doesn't tick a lot of the boxes. So therefore, you have to either shut down or drop down in order to be with this person, and that doesn't really bring out the best in either of you. So that's what I get, love.
I see. Okay.
So I hope that helps, Sal, and I look forward to having a chat with you. I will go on after I've finished on the show and check it all out. All right, love, and get back in contact with you.
Okay, thanks.
Where are you calling from? Can we ask? What are you calling from? What
Canada.
Country? Canada. Okay, great. And how did you find the show?
From Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, you saw it listed. Okay, great, great. You're going to have a great reading with Rachel. Rachel's awesome. So, known Rachel for a couple of years. So, anyway, thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're a sweet soul.
My pleasure. You have a nice day soon, and I'll talk with you shortly, love.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, great, great. Let's see here. Probably time for one more call here. Let's go to area code 940. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Tammy. I'm calling from New Mexico.
Hi, Tammy. How are you, love?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure, love.
I wanted to get a feel on, you know, some things that are going on in my life, and I just feel like I'm at the verge of a breakthrough. I just need a little bit more insight and inspiration just to keep going. If you could help me with that.
No problem. The reason I had a little bit of a giggle then is before we are about to have a really great breakthrough, it actually feels like we're having a breakdown, and it feels really uncomfortable, and we wonder whether we're making the investment in, you know, and finding those resources within ourselves to keep going. The card that's come up for you right at this point is moon cycles, and what that means is to navigate through the time. So we have only just had a new moon, so we will be, the thing that I get for you is that massive, like really great positive change. All the work that you're doing behind the scenes now will come to fruition in the next full moon. So even if you can't see all of the evidence of all of the great work that you're doing, just keep going. All of a sudden, everything's going to come together and go bang, 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 and you'll start really seeing great results appearing for you. But it's sort of like at this point, I feel like your soul and your guides are going, you know what, how much do you really want these changes, and how much are you really ready to invest? And the one thing I can say with you, love, is that you have this beautiful determination that's going on. So listen to that quiet voice. You know, intuition doesn't scream at us. It comes from a really quiet place within our soul, but it's strong and it's very, very powerful. When you can access that, you already know you're on the right path. So just keep having those internal conversations, reminding yourself of why you're doing this, and just do whatever it takes. And it's about consistency and repetition. So, you know, continue those kind of practices daily, and you will start to see really great shifts occurring by the next full moon.
Okay. I just feel that. Thank you for that. I've just been feeling it. And, you know, maybe like last week was what you were talking about, the breakdown part. And all of a sudden it just kind of shifted. And
yes.
I don't want to be like, you know, have false hope, but it just feels real this time.
I think what happened 3 years of study, from a mind section of how our brain works, we need to collect information and evidence that we're on the right path. So we start to look for things like that externally from other people, trying to get, you know, confirmation from other people that we're on the right track, or look for this, you know, right track. Yet if you've got that connection to yourself that is letting you know, because that's clear cognizance, that's a deep inner knowing. What comes with clear cognizance is trust. But because you don't have no evidence yet to let you know that what you're doing is the right thing, your trust is reduced. So just remember, you're getting a gut feeling and intuitive information coming through from your soul that's letting you know that you're 100% on the right track, and what you're thinking and what you're feeling is starting to align. It's only your level of trust that is low at this point. So do things to increase that level of trust, and you'll have that beautiful alignment come back together again. And that's why I said, have those internal conversations that you can say to yourself, I trust the path that I'm on. I trust this inner knowing that's going on for me. And remind yourself that you are exactly where you need to be right now, because you've done a lot of the hard work behind the scenes, and now it's just a matter of collation and timing that's going on for you. So you can still continue to do some of this work that's going to help build your level of trust, and then you'll have this beautiful unity between having that deep inner knowing, collecting the evidence, and increasing your level of trust within yourself. And the one thing that comes up for me, lovers, that I just need to say is, this feeling and these things that are occurring for you, no one else can understand. So there are certain time frames that we need to pull back from being able to have certain conversations with other people, because we think that if we share this information with other people, that will help build our level of trust. But if that person that you're talking to can't see what you're talking about, that can actually inhibit and make you lose trust within yourself. So at this point with what's going on, I'd say keep a few things just quiet to your chest until things start really unfolding for you, then share that with people, because I think you could quite easily be quite affected by a particular girlfriend that goes, oh, I don't know what you're talking about, that's not happening, you're just trying to, you know what I mean, and make you feel like something's not right. So remember, you're not given this information through a deep inner knowing for no reason. Just because other people can't see it doesn't mean it's not true for you.
Right. And thank you for saying that, because I have kind of closed out every conversation about this one I'm working on, because I did not want to hear that, because I know inside, you know, but it's like this shift just happened, and it just like was so obvious. I had never experienced it before, so thank you.
It's amazing when it happens, doesn't it?
Do what?
I said it's amazing when you come through the other side of and become aware of that shift through the breakthrough process, and that, you know, definitely moves outside of that uncomfortable zone, and then also connecting into that deep inner knowing. So keep being courageous, love, and things will unfold for you. So.
Well, thank you so much. It just brings a lot of clarity to everything I've been feeling. So thank you.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you, love, for calling through today.
Thank you.
Okay, we appreciate your call. And folks can contact you, Rachel, just like the previous caller from Canada who set up a reading. Just go into your website. Is that right?
Yes, definitely. They can go in, and if anyone wants to make any bookings and have any readings done with me, they can make appointments on my website, and also just get in contact via email with me. There's information on my website about the online courses and the products and services that I do. So, yeah, definitely please feel free to jump on there and have a look, and can also be found on Facebook. And I have a YouTube channel where people can go in and have a look at the weekly energy forecast that I do there.
Okay, so everybody can just go there, and you can book an appointment, and it's just the same thing as book an appointment for someone in your city nowadays with Skype and everything. It's the same thing. So here she was calling from Canada. Isn't it Canada? And then the United States, and then Australia. We got three different countries talking on the same line, and you couldn't really tell, you know? I mean, and heck, you're over it Wednesday already. Yeah.
It's very, very cool.
Yeah, it is. It is very neat. So we're very blessed to have that. So, and to have you, Rachel. So it's always great to have you. I'm so glad that we're still able to work together and continue the work. So that's great. So, well,
it's my pleasure. I look forward to seeing you every week and having a chat and connecting in and talking with you and your listeners. So thank you for having me every week.
No, you're always wonderful. You're just very calming and not demanding. So it's you know, I mean, it flows very, very good, like it should. Anyway, I'll leave it there before I get myself in trouble. Okay, Rachel, you have a great Wednesday. We'll see you next week.
All right,
week.
Love. Thank you so much. Have a fabulous week yourself, love.
All right. Take care. Bye bye. Alrighty, it's Rachel Thompson Phillips from Australia. Again, her website is listed on the show page. The link is there. Definitely highly recommend you guys booking a private session with her. Now, Journey in Light continues. Okay, so stay with us. All you need to do is redial, as our next guest is our angel lady, Marilyn Posick, checks on in from Arizona. She'll be taking your calls for angel readings, and she's also a great psychic medium. So everybody just redial, and we will continue with three more hours of Journey in the Light. Thank you.